We've discussed recently various halachot associated with Hilchot Tefillah and the Beit HaKnesset, and today I want to consider a halacha mentioned by the Malkin Avraham and the Mishnah Brura in Siman Tzadik, that if a person has two shuls in the locality or in the vicinity, so then it's a mitzvah to go to the more distant shul because of what we call schar psiot, the reward that one gets for taking the time to walk to the more distant shul. Every time you do a mitzvah, you get a reward for doing the mitzvah, and you also get schar halicha. You get a reward for the effort that you put into doing the mitzvah. So if you go further, then you get more reward for the greater effort that you've put into it. So the source for this notion is a Gemara in Masechet Sotah, Daf Kaf Bet Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Yochanan says that we're able to learn about the notion of receiving a reward for the effort we put into mitzvot from a certain almana, from a certain widow, who had a shul in her neighborhood. But nevertheless, every day she used to come and daven in the Beit Medrash of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan once said to her, you've got a shul locally, why do you come all the way to my shul? And she said to him, Rebbe, isn't there such a thing as schar psiot, the reward for the journey that I undertake? And that's why I come the further distance. So this is codified, as I say, by the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Brura, and other Acharonim, as being an ideal in terms of tefillah, that one should choose a more distant shul rather than a closer shul to daven at. A question addressed by a number of the Acharonim, though, is why don't we have a concern here of Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvot, that you're not allowed to bypass mitzvot. Generally speaking, we say if you've got two mitzvot in front of you, then you're not allowed to bypass one in order to access the other. Classic examples are, for example, in the Seder plate. We arrange the Seder plate in such a way that you don't have to stretch over the maror and the charoset in order to reach the karpas, because you want to encounter the karpas first without bypassing the other mitzvot. Or if in the morning, if a person's taking out their talit and tefillin, if you take your tefillin out first, then you have to put your tefillin on first, because you don't want to bypass the tefillin by putting them down and taking your talit. So why isn't there a problem here of a ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot? So there are a number of answers given in the Achronim, though a further answer occurred to me, which I will share with you as well. So in any event, Rav Ovadia Yosef has a tshuva in Yechavedat Chelek Bet Siman Tet, where he says, based on Rashi and Masechet Yoma, the principle of Emavun Halam Mitzvot only applies if you're already actually engaged in the first mitzvah, that you're not allowed to bypass it and go to the second mitzvah. But if you're not already engaged in the first mitzvah, so you haven't yet gone into the first shul that you pass, so then you're not bypassing that shul to go to another shul. If you'd gone in, taken a look round, then decided you don't want to daven here, you'll go on somewhere else, that could be a problem of a ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot. But just to walk past the shul wouldn't be such a problem. Another answer that he gives is that davening in a shul isn't an absolute chiyuv, but it's what we'd call mitzvah min ha-muvchar. It's the best way of doing the mitzvah. It's an enhancement of the mitzvah of tefillah. It's an ideal way, but it's not a critical way, and therefore it's regarded as hechsher mitzvah rather than an absolute mitzvah. And our principle is ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot. We don't bypass mitzvot. It's not that ein ma'avirin al hechsher mitzvot. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva in Har Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Simon Nun Gimel, where he says the principle of ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot only applies in a case where no further effort is required to access the mitzvah. But in the case of walking past a shul, you have to walk into the building, and then you have to walk through the foyer and into the sanctuary. So you're not just bypassing the mitzvah, you're bypassing more than just the mitzvah, and therefore there isn't a problem of ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot. So I suppose a nafkamina there would be if you walk past a garden minion or a street minion and they're davening mamish there, so then it could be an issue of ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot, because you don't have to do anything more to access that mitzvah. The answer that occurred to me was that maybe in principle there is a problem of Eimah v'Yun Ala Mitzvot, and maybe what the Gemara is talking about is a case where the one shul is 100 metres to the north, and the other shul is 200 metres to the south. So you go to the shul which is 200 metres to the south. You're not bypassing the other shul because you're not going in that direction whatsoever. It should also be pointed out that this is only one consideration, perhaps, out of a number of considerations. There are other considerations involved also in choosing a shul that one davens in terms of the style of the tefillah, the atmosphere in the shul, the hashkafa of the shul, and such things where family traditions, etc., etc., and the convenience of the shul in terms of the time. And therefore, even though with a level playing field and all things being equal, then we want to consider this notion of davening, getting schar psiot, and davening in a shul which is a little bit further away, nevertheless, that's not always the only consideration that needs to be addressed, and therefore it's not always going to be the correct thing to do to go to the more distant shul. Adka.